my sexy man's going to fill your ears with magic.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. On Monday, our very good friend and author, Jim Nance. Nancy.
Wow.
All right.
His new book, Always by My Side. We will be chatting with the sportscaster from CBS extraordinaire, Mr. Jim Nance.
I'm also halfway through that book.
How really? How is it?
You know when you do impressions of Jim Nance?
Yes.
Kind of like that.
He speaks in that voice, does he?
I want to tell you about the first time I met Jim McKay.
Yes, sir. Remember when George Bush Sr. was with me?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Your game is way on, baby.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, you know, he likes his dad, and you love your dad, and I love my dad, I mean, who can argue with him on that?
Love him.
Also, I had a chance to, when I was not watching Teeth, about the vagine, I watched this movie, Demons for Hillary.
How was that?
I have no idea. You know what? I gave it to Beth Ando to watch,
and
I wish everybody could look at it.
That'll undo what Conrad did.
I want somebody to explain it to me, because I have no idea what this effing thing is about. It's a trash piece on Hillary. It's not a porno or anything like that,
right.
But the guy's name is Todd Fligner. And
Fligner.
All I can tell you is, like, he's a sloppier, poor man's Michael Moore.
Oh, that's terrible.
And I have no idea what he's out to do or what he's up to or even how he makes his living.
Is he doing any more modeling?
He is. You know, he's got the Jason Castro dreadlocks.
Oh.
And he's a fat guy.
A good-looking guy.
One of the scenes is when he, like, pulls his jeans up and you see the crack of his butt.
Uh-huh.
That's nice.
But other than that, I really had no idea what was going on. I really don't understand, but that's really why I like to have people on the show. People that confuse me. So I'm excited about
that.
What's
good is, you know, we can give him a 20-minute segment and it saves you the 2 hours of watching the movie.
Right now, we will give you tickets to see Bob Saget live at the Warner Theater Friday night, June 6th.
He's funny.
Plus, you are entered to win a meet and greet with Bob after the show. That didn't sound sincere.
Well, it is. I really think he's funny.
I know you
check
like
him out
Bob Saget.
In the Aristocrats,
yes.
He might be one of the best people in it.
I agree.
Go to LiveNation.com for tickets. Caller 100 right now at,
I just forgot the phone number. I'm tired.
877-365-3636. That's the number to call. Caller 100 wins the tickets. Now it's time for our final buzz with Mr. Buzz Burbank.
You know it's on when baseball has that first bench-clearing brawl of the
Attaboy.
Season.
Yeah, baby.
Did you see this?
No,
did you see the
I didn't.
Video?
Now I've been running around like a chicken with my head cut off.
Well, this was the case yesterday in Seattle where the Mariners met the Texas Rangers. Texas starter Kaysen Gabbard, I believe it is, threw a ball.
Used to play for the Red Sox.
Threw it high over the plate, 2 feet over the strike zone. Seattle's Richie Sexton took it personally and threw his helmet at the pitcher.
I like that.
6'8". I mean, what are we talking about here? This is a guy that can hit corners at will. 6'8", and all of a sudden it's up that high. I mean, I'm a huge target. How hard is it to hit me in the back or the thigh? Get up near my face, it's no good.
It's no good. Right?
They don't like that,
it's
Buzz.
No good. Rangers manager Ron Washington says Sexton, hey, he's just a little frustrated.
Well, I thought that was.
Oh.
How tall is he? 6'13". And you go run out there on a little guy and throw a helmet. That's just frustration. The guy's a competitor. He just got frustrated.
The Mariners' frustration continued with a 5-0 loss.
Yeah, Rangers, Mariners, two pissed off teams.
Isn't it great when a manager has to address something they don't want to talk about, and it's more pause than talk?
You know, I wish it was like the old days, though, when you had the Earl Weavers and the guys just raving
out. But you'll
out.
Never see that again. They're
but
all too coached.
It's starting early. Those guys are under a lot of pressure.
This is barely made.
More to come. Highly entertaining.
And have you seen this week's video about the police beating in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
It's now being described as worse than Rodney King. And since the describer is New York's Al Sharpton, that has Philly's police chief warning that no one should be, and I quote, fanning flames from afar.
You know, I don't care whether it's a mob in Haiti that's, attacking someone, or you've got police doing it, or it's a bar fight. The lowest form of human being is when you see four guys, and they're not using their fists. They're kicking a guy when he's down on the ground. I don't care what the circumstances are, and especially with cops. I'm sorry. In this day and age, they would have learned their lesson.
There's training for that.
I mean, I'm all on the side of the law enforcement. If you've got a guy that has put you through an 8-mile chase and risked people's lives, and you want to cold cock the guy, or you're trying to restrain him.
Adrenaline's pumping.
Yeah,
sure.
But I mean, it's tough to defend those guys when you look at that videotape.
Absolutely. The beating victims were three suspects in a shooting case. Still, the chief has taken more than a dozen cops off the street after this. Internal Affairs going over the TV footage. Sharpton is working double duty this week between this and the protest in New York over the police shooting of a young black man there on his wedding day.
You know, you look at that videotape, and I hate it when Al Sharpton gets involved in all this stuff.
Right. I know.
But you see this, and you say, you know, what could possibly justify this? Once the guys are in the police control, And I'm watching that closely to see that. And it looked to me like, you know, I think with four guys, you've got him under control. There's not a need for the fifth guy to come in and kick him with the police boot.
Right.
You
know?
Are we sure this was in Philadelphia? It doesn't sound like
the city of brotherly love.
I've never found it to be anything but a loving city, Rob.
Really? It's almost like Oz.
Love, love, love. God, I was pissed off the Flyers beat the Capitals. I swear to God. Congratulations to Nick Ames of Manassas. He is our Bob Saget winner. He gets to go to the show live at the Warner Theater Friday night, June 6th.
Cool.
And he's entered to win a meet and greet with Bob after the show.
Ah.
Go to LiveNation.com for tickets.
Less than 2 weeks after the suicide of D.C. Madam Deborah Jean Palfrey, a prominent senator has been cleared by the Senate Ethics Committee. David Vitter's phone number turned up on a client list obtained by hustler publisher Larry Flint.
He's the horn doggy of horn doggies, right?
The way he used to be. That's the way he likes to tell it.
Okay.
Used to be.
Yeah, he's reformed now.
I used to be fat.
When confronted by Flint, the Louisiana senator admitted, and I quote, "a very serious sin in my past for which I am, of course, completely responsible.
I have sinned against you. I beg you, forgive me."
Well, the Ethics Committee has now decided that since Vitter visited the Vixens before he held or even ran for office, the case should be dropped.
Do that sentence again.
Since Vitter visited the Vixens before he held or even ran for office, the case should be dropped.
See, don't challenge him. He's a pro.
I stand corrected.
He can rock on that.
I know he can.
Dear God.
Yes.
This weekend, please give me my voice back so that I will come in on Monday and do a better show. And Lord, while we're on the subject, give us our best hand back. Normal-like. Because she ain't right since Gary Conrad hypnotized her.
What should God do with that girl that's in the back room now?
I'm not sure. Send her away forever. She's scaring me.
She's scared?
Thank you, God. Amen.
A National Guardsman who served in Iraq is now posing nude in Playgirl magazine, partly as a protest against the war and partly to help launch his new career as a model.
Oh, wait, him?
Playgirl magazine.
Oh, I'm sorry. I went, I thought you were talking about a girl.
You heard play, and that was enough.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Not you saying Playboy.
Did you spend some time with Gary Conrad we don't know about?
I did not, Rob.
Mike.
Former Army Specialist Stuart Zamudio, after serving 6 years is never going back.
I'm Stuart Zamudio!
And even though he once appeared in a recruiting commercial, Zamudio's warning others to stay out of the National Guard.
Quoting Zamudio.
That was a Phil Collins song.
It was.
Right. Quoting him, "Would you honestly follow a leader who's failed time and time again?" He says he's also protesting the Patriot Act, which he says strips away Americans' freedoms. It's a nice play on words for Playgirl.
Yeah. Strips away.
And that's hot.
See how that works?
Paris.
Zamudio.
Not to rub it in or anything, but a new study from Harvard seems to say that having kids can make you miserable. The study reinforces...
How you doing?
How are you?
I'm well. Mike, are
now
you
you're, I mean, you're the family man. I mean, I have kids on a part-time basis, and they are the joy of my life.
Me too.
You're going home, you're going home to the full house tonight as you do every night. How's it going for you?
It's good.
Very good.
Carrie's working. I got to pick him up at my mom's.
It's another happy weekend.
Put him in my car, strap him in. Watch him fight in the car.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rob's weekend.
Well, at least they're quiet.
They don't fight when they sleep. My kids.
This study that we're talking about here from Harvard reinforces the belief that married people are happier than single people. You've heard that before. Married people happier than single. But the study also says that having a child makes a couple less happy, and that having, well, the more children they have, the less happy the parents.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Now, their happiness increases again, according to the survey, when the kids move out.
Okay.
Sure, there are many joys to having children, but who are we to argue with Harvard?
See, I'm different because I have my kids on a part-time basis, so it's a totally different situation for me. I'll be sad when they move away because I won't be able to see them on a regular basis.
Understandable. Mm-hmm.
Let's make a study in a microcosm.
Yes.
When my children sleep out or sleep over at someone's house,
it's
very happy. I can only think it would go tenfold when they move out for good.
Especially now, since Daddy can climb every mountain whenever he wants to.
I'll get them a cell phone and they can call.
Yeah.
During prescribed hours.
Daddy will be giving mommy a pregnancy massage.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. The happiest people of all, according to the study, are the couples who are expecting children but haven't had them yet.
If you're expecting children, it's the joy of anticipation, and then things go a little wacky.
Exactly.
And it's having a 9-month guaranteed designated driver.
Bingo.
Finally, in Cromwell, England last month, 36-year-old unemployed Michael Jeffrey Lynn held up a local branch bank.
Hello.
He even apologized to the poor, frightened teller, saying he was only doing it because he was desperate.
And you don't understand, I'm criticizing you and robbing you. I'm robbing. I'm robbing. I'm going to take your money. Sorry.
But when Michael Jeffrey Lynn was caught later, he lied to the police and told them he'd given the money to a friend for safekeeping. Police discovered the lie in a strip search that revealed the $2,000 was rolled up and tucked deeply where the sun doesn't shine. Officials say the money will now be destroyed.
Oh.
Good to know.
Yeah, these pound notes, these euros aren't any good anymore.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. We also want to thank Gary Conrad, who kicked a little ass today.
Absolutely.
Gary Conrad, our comic hypnotist, is appearing tonight and tomorrow night at EJ's Landing. That's inside the Clarion Hotel, College Park, Maryland. For tickets, call 301-518-9145. Also a guy that was very generous with his time, didn't get a chance to cover nearly what I wanted to talk to him about, Dr. Drew Pinsky. His radio show is tonight right here on WJFK Loveline, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And most recently, you can see him on VH1's Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew. And go to his website, drdrew.com, for sex, relationships, and advice. Do you think she's going to get back to normal?
Monday, she'll be fine. Well, Tuesday.
Normal, says you. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride.
I miss her.
Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Joe Artinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the She's Not Right radio network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you, love is in the air. Spring has sprung. This weekend, enjoy the company of your significant other. And if you're single, find someone who will hypnotize you.
Hypnotize.
Have a nice weekend. We will see you Monday. And Monday, excuse me, I lost my upper plate. And good night, everybody.
Good night.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.